We are live. Good morning, everybody. It's your favorite truck driver in the whole wide world. It's Bitcoin Ben here for the daily. Welcome to the new studio. We are officially in the new soundproof studio here in Nashville. Now, I will be adjusting the actual lights and all that because right now I'm pretty bright, which is okay. Ah, sounds great. That's what happens when you drop about $300 each friggin' microphone. And we have a soundboard. All right, I'm going to give you guys a quick little tour.
All right.
Okay. So, hang on one second. Hold, please. There we go. Okay. So, first off, welcome, everybody. This is our new sound room. All right. You look there. There's a door. Hey! Say hi, Janet.
Hi.
All right. So, this is all soundproofed. And then I got this, which is our mixer and microphone, all the good stuff. And when you swing around this way, we have our TV and we have our other side for interviews. And this is the new... Hang on one second. Ah, there we go. This is our new sound, our studio here in Nashville. Yeah, it's amazing. There we go. We close that. We're good. So, welcome to the show, everyone. And today's show is super, super special. And I'll tell you why. Is we got news. I was up at 3 o'clock in the morning last night. I guess not really last night, more this morning. And you guys, China is literally this close, maybe a month or two away from, oh, thank you, brother. Coffee. Oh, perfect. Thank you, brother. China is maybe a month or so away from allowing the general public to actually purchase Bitcoin. Now, I don't know about Ethereum or anything like that, but I know for a fact that China, let's just put it this way. The reports you're seeing on Twitter, reports say that China is going to unleash cryptos on their mainland. Well, that report, that's the phone call I was on last night. I know who's reporting it. Because he said, pluck it, I'm going to report it. And I planned on reporting it too. So it hit Twitter like late last night, I think, right after the phone call. Yes. Right. Oh my God, China and India together will take care of any excess supply. Well, that And folks, I've told you about South Korea. Did you know this? That South Korea alone has more volume than the rest of all of the countries combined? Think about that. South Korea has more volume than all of the rest of the countries combined. That includes ETFs. Now, the reason is because everyone from China, everyone from Singapore, everyone from Hong Kong, everyone from Asia went through South Korea. That's why I've always had communications with my South Korean friends, because everything was going through there. Everything from China elites. Don't let them fool you, folks. The Chinese elites have been friggin' buying up friggin' Bitcoin like it's going out of style. Now, remember, retail sets price. Well, folks, the over-the-counters are getting so overwhelmed. Remember, last month we got news that the ETF people were reaching out directly to the miners. That means they couldn't get the liquidity from the over-the-counters. Folks, when this thing goes parabolic, it is going to look like a normal day, right? It will be just sitting there at 64, 65, 66,000, and it's going to jump up to 80,000 within an hour, because the liquidity crunch is going to happen. And what you need to realize about that is it isn't going to be coordinated. It's going to be natural. Everyone in the world right now is absorbing as much over the counters as possible. Now, once that dries up, that means over the counters and the rest of them are going to the exchanges. And as soon as that happens, you're going to see a jump in the Bitcoin quickly. I mean, freaking quickly. And it's going to jump. And as it jumps, the FOMO that's going to kick off is going to be mind-blowing. I wrote a bunch of notes. Actually, Todd, would you run up in my office? I have a pad like right there. All right, thanks, brother. There are, I'm trying to remember off the like very top of my head. I wrote notes last night from the actual phone calls, which I usually do. Oh, thank you, sir. All right, which one? Okay. So Morgan Stanley is doing a company-wide sales training on Bitcoin. 15,000 salesmen or agents are getting trained over the next 2 weeks for the whole pitch of the ETFs. They are doing email campaigns. They are doing print. They're doing marketing. They're doing online marketing. That's just Morgan Stanley, folks. And word is, I do not have confirmation of this, but word is, and it makes perfect sense, that Michael Saylor is going to be announcing a new product from MicroStrategies in about a month. This product, they're actually going to implement this product on all of their email software. And it's what I was telling you yesterday or the day before, I don't remember which one, that each email will have a slight little cost, right? Just a couple Satoshis. But your email will have a Lightning wallet. And you'll actually be able to be rewarded through your company to your Lightning wallet linked with your email. And also, everyone who sends you an email, it will get blocked unless it has an execute of sending you 10 Satoshis or 5 Satoshis, whatever you set it at, right? And word is that he's such a damn genius. Right? Word is that he's going to offer this to his clients. Then, if you don't know this, he owns hope.com. He's going to offer private email addresses through hope.com. You're about to see a flood, and I mean a flood, of people signing up for email addresses for hope.com. Now, who else is going to do this? Every other private email service out there. Think about it, folks. You think you have private email now? Wait until your what is that, like, private email?
Proton mail.
Yeah, Proton mail. Wait until Proton mail implements this technology on Proton mail, where the only emails you get are emails that someone paid you a few Satoshis to receive. Now, you, on the other hand, you'll have to actually pay a few Satoshis to send out an email. All right? And this is where it gets good. Wrap your mind around this. This is going to eliminate the need for MailChimp. If you know exactly what MailChimp is, right, they will block you if you try and send out too many emails. This gets rid of that. This actually decentralizes and makes MailChimp irrelevant. Because then you can send out, as long as you're willing to pay the fee, you can send out as many emails as you want. Because then the person receiving the emails will set their own price of contact. Bye-bye, MailChimp. You had a good run. Right? Now, those of you who have a huge email list, think about this. And Brave Browser will implement this through the basic attention token also. All right? Now, they'll offer email too. Probably something like, BitcoinBen@brave.com. That would be an email address, right? But you can set your own price in your email. So if someone wants to reach you, say you are Michael Saylor. And you say anybody that is not in my contact list, if you want to send me an email, exactly, no more constant contact. You won't need them. If you have an email list, everyone will set their own constant contact. Where, like I was saying, Michael Saylor, if you're not in his contact list and you want to send him an email, he could charge you $1,000 or 100,000 Satoshis to let that message through. That will give him an idea of how serious you are. No one's going to use 100,000 Satoshis or $1,000 or whatever that's equal to reach out to Michael Saylor if you're trying to sell him a coffee cup. No. If you're willing to put out $1,000 to reach his email, he knows you're serious, which means I might want to talk to this person. Same thing with with everybody. And it gets better, folks. Remember, we are entering into the shareable economy. So if you guys, and I'm going to talk about this weekend. All right. If you are one of the early adopters of this technology and you send out an email on your email list, maybe using MailChimp for the last time. All right. This is your last email you're using MailChimp for. And it's your affiliate link for the new email. And everyone who joins using your link, you can, if they set it up right, which I'm sure Michael Saylor will, if they use your link, you will receive a little portion of every single email fee they ever receive in the future. Think about that. If someone is actually paying them 10 Satoshis because you sent them their original link, you might get one Satoshi out of those 10. Remember, this is all Lightning Network, folks. Boom, boom, boom. The new shareable economy. I've been telling you guys for years, this is what's coming. Now it's coming. It all makes sense when you realize that we have Bitcoin. We now have the ability to make activity online have a cost per transaction. Bye-bye spammers, because they're not going to push out a bunch of emails or phishing attempts or anything like that if they have to pay for it. Plus, as soon as they tap in on the Lightning Network, their address, their Lightning address, it can automatically be publicly labeled as junk. Not that they can't send it to you, they could. But as soon as you read it and you realize it's fake, you block that Lightning address. Folks, this is how you make the internet honest, is you put a price on every lie. It's the equivalent of actually being able to, everyone who lies to you, as soon as they try lying to you, they have to hand you a dollar. And then you actually decide if you want to listen to the lie. But you can't hear them until they hand you a dollar. That's what's coming. That's the future. All right. Tall Mary says, yikes. I'd to push emails to clients. Yeah. You know what that's going to make you do? That's going to make you better. Because now your clients, that's going to make you analyze your clients better. That's going to make you serve your clients better. Because with that cost, as soon as it costs you money, you care about it. It's the difference between owning and renting. When you own the cost, you really pay attention to it. Yes, Twigs, I will love this new system. Bring it on. Exactly. Because it, like I said, it implements the cost of a lie online. And what's great is if you offer a product or a service, you have to compete with everyone else online offering that product and service. And you have to compete at a high level. There's no more rolling the dice and hoping you catch a client. No, you're going to have to earn that client. In capitalism, we actually call that creative destruction. Those who suck at their jobs have two choices. You quit, or you get better. That's the future. This is going to actually make everyone who is already a high performer, it's going to make them better. And folks, let me give you an example, since Janet is sitting right here. This new technology, let me tell you how a real estate agent can benefit from this. Email referrals. See, you as a real estate agent, you cannot get paid in a contract for a referral. But you can get paid for an email. You see what I'm saying? You can go around the contract law and get paid for a referral through your wallet in your email. Folks, this actually decentralizes the federal government and the global governments. That's why they're so afraid of this, folks. It isn't just they're losing control. It's they have no recourse. If you have a Lightning wallet, that Lightning wallet does not have your name attached. They can't track any of your transmissions on Lightning. And I've had, last night, I had someone say, well, what about AI? It doesn't matter. Because Lightning wallets, just like Bitcoin wallets, you can set it to use a new wallet address for each transaction. So you never use one more than once. And if you never use one more than once, guess how far they can track you? Once. That's like changing your telephone number for every phone call. How do you track a phone call when it has multiple telephone numbers that look like all the other telephone numbers? You don't. You can't. It's impossible. Folks, this is why And listen to me. This is why I encourage each of you to seriously consider investing in one of our clubs. Who do you think is going to teach all these people these new options of making money? Us. We are the new universities of making money. Last night, we had an event here open to the public. And I didn't even get into the weeds of how you can make money. I just answered a few questions. We sat and talked. I think we had like three or four people join, or two or three people. Yep, soon to be three people. Bingo. And that's them getting it. That's them getting into the new shareable economy. And folks, yes, that's why we are in a rush to open the clubs. I get it now. Bingo. Folks, we are so far ahead of everyone else. There aren't even people thinking of opening clubs like I have. Not because they're stupid, they're just not as smart as me. I saw all of this friggin' coming years ago. And I just happen to be the type of person who loves to build things. All right, word from the sponsor, then we're jumping over to the private server. Hold, please.
Ever wondered how safe your online activities really are? How secure is your digital footprint? In the vast realm of the internet, privacy and security are paramount. Without adequate protection, your personal data might be at risk. There are solutions to these issues, and today we're going to talk about two of them. Introducing Liberty Laptops from Calix Solutions. These cutting-edge devices are meticulously designed to bolster online privacy, providing you the liberty to surf the internet incognito. The World Wide Web can be a wild frontier, but with Liberty Laptops, your online privacy is always protected. We also present you Crypto Laptops, designed with cryptocurrency users in mind. Equipped to support a myriad of wallets and exchanges, these laptops are tailored for seamless cryptocurrency transactions. They offer enhanced security protocols to keep your digital assets safe. Crypto Laptops ensures a secure and smooth cryptocurrency experience. It's time to take control of your online privacy and security. Venture over to Calix Solutions and explore our Liberty Laptops and Crypto Laptops. Don't forget, our affiliate program lets you earn $50 per sale. Visit calixsolutions.io now or call 702-845-8276 for more information, because your online safety is our priority.
Oh, hey, look at that. That was quick. I actually kind of cut that gal off. Oh, well, my bad. All right, now, everyone watching, right there, that's the private server link. There's also a private server link under here. Today, I'm going to show you guys some information that's going to lay out the next 4 years and what you should do, what you should watch for over the next 4 years. All right. And please give us a call at 941-960-1180. That's the telephone number of the club in Sarasota. If you're interested in getting involved in owning part of one of these clubs, give us a call, folks. These clubs are going to build generational wealth because the owners of these clubs will be paid out in Bitcoin. And every reward, everything that we do with all of our clients and members and corporate, that will all be on Bitcoin. Imagine getting paid in a growing asset. I'm telling you, folks, if you can and you don't, you will regret it. I promise you that. Because this is never going to happen again. You will never have this opportunity to get, folks, we're not even on the ground floor. We're in the basement. We're so far ahead of everybody because nobody's thinking about brick and mortar general public adoption. They're all focused on corporate adoption. Did you know that 71% of GDP is actually local retail? But no one's thinking like that except us. So give us a call. 941-960-1180. All right, we're heading off to the private server. If you're watching on YouTube, join on YouTube. Join the channel. Choose the private server, and you're in there. On Rumble, same thing. Join the channel, which is Locals. Join my Locals channel on Rumble. You choose private server, boom, you're in there. The link for this live shot right now is right there. All right? Yeah, we'll work for Bitcoin. Me too. That's the only thing I'll work for. And, of course, my wife, which I think my wife is Satoshi Nakamoto. Or if not Satoshi Nakamoto, she's Satoshi kick you in your balls. Just saying. The woman's got some fast legs. Okay, off to the private server. Hold, please.
I'm idiot.
Great. Yeah, you're like, are you kicking Ben in the balls?
I already sent him consider your picture because it's so cute in here.
Yeah, this is a good. All righty, be right back, folks.